58 of the Ferris podcast of them all. Joshua Ferris back with you again this week. And you can tell by the intro music, we're going to be talking about money this week. Because money talks. And this has really been on my mind a lot lately. There's going to be several different areas of things that we cover this week when we talk about money. You know, with the big space race going on with all the billionaires out there, it's really got me thinking about money. I've been thinking about it a lot this week, because if you take the wealth of just some of the top wealthiest people in the United States, we're talking about one country in the world. You take like three guys. We'll take Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos. We won't even take Richard Branson, who's also pouring money into going into space. But we've got $205.6 billion, $162.5 billion, and $129.8 billion. That is a lot of money. And people always say, I'm sure you've heard the expression, but money talks. And it does. And instead of using this money for good, not that space is bad, but instead of actually making real change right now, which they have the power to do so, we're pouring money into space. We're not making a difference here. We're not using our resources correctly, in my opinion. All of the elite is the word that I will use. People who are extremely wealthy have the legitimate power and opportunity to create real change in this world. So if you look at real change, people say, well, what is real change? What can they actually do with their worth, with their money? Well, I'll break it down for you. You could end homelessness in the United States for $20 billion. That is an estimate from resources out there. They've calculated that $20 billion a year could end homelessness. That's very reasonable. With the totals that I gave you at the beginning of the episode, $205 billion, $162 billion, $129 billion. Think about how if you end homelessness, how much the economy would actually become stimulated. All those people would probably be able to find better jobs or jobs if they didn't have one in the first place. We could also end world hunger with $30 billion a year. Some of these rich elitists could do that by themselves for a few years with no help. Again, combine ending world hunger and ending homelessness in the United States, that's $50 billion a year. That doesn't even touch the amount of money that they're making. If you combine both of those, like I said, ending homelessness, stimulating the economy, imagine if you had more people who had a home and could eat, imagine what they could do with their life and how much more productive they could be. Not that if you're homeless, you're unproductive, but imagine how much more energy they would be able to have to put back into society. It's a domino effect here. We could really create big change. But instead, we don't do that. We let that opportunity slip. And honestly, I don't think it just falls on the elitists, the people with all the money, you know, all the net worth. I honestly think it falls on a little bit of everybody to a certain extent. You know, other people have more money than others, and I totally get that. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, everybody can play a part in creating change. But instead, what we'll do is we'll Venmo people for stupid reasons. We'll let people write on their windows with chalk, Venmo me for my first legal drink. Venmo me for my bachelorette party. Venmo me for my bachelor party. Venmo me for my vacation because I'm a teacher and I don't work in the summer. Whatever reason that they want to write on their window, this blew up on TikTok. Like, this year has really become a thing. This trend is stupid. If you look online, you'll see how this trend is encouraged. Okay, the Washington Post says it is the new road trip essential. There's a thing here. Somebody posted on Twitter, divorce trip 2021. Buy me a drink. And then put their Venmo at. That's ridiculous. And if you watch some of these TikToks, people make hundreds or thousands of dollars by doing this on their trip. Let's take that hundreds and thousands of dollars and put it towards actually creating change. Why are we wasting our time, our energy, our effort, whatever you want to use, for these stupid reasons? It makes no sense. And honestly, I don't know how this really came about, why people wanted to do it, but I feel like it's because people feel entitled to literally everything. I'm here to tell you the world does not owe you anything. Sharing sob stories for attention has gotten way out of hand. Now, I'm not saying you can't share when sad things happen and you can't be sad. That's not healthy and that's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is there's a difference in doing it because you need to get it off your chest or doing it because you're trying to garner attention and you're trying to sucker money out of people. That's not okay. Like I said, there's enough real issues in the world, in the United States, whatever area you want to hone in on, there's enough issues that actually need attention. So we don't need these sob stories to be shared for no reason. And like I said, I think this is the dumbest trend in probably the last 5 years. Having people Venmo you because you got divorced. Having people Venmo you because you're having a bachelor party. Like, it's completely different if you turn 21 and your best friends Venmo you $5 for a drink. But you're not going around blasting it on all your social medias, on your car windows. That's when it crosses the line for me. And, you know, the same can be said for, like, GoFundMe pages. Now, I'm not saying GoFundMe is terrible. I think some of the things that come about on GoFundMe really help people in time of need. It does create real change that we've talked about in this episode. However, there can be times when it crosses the line and becomes completely stupid. It does. It becomes a complete waste. So here, I've got a website that's got the 5 most ridiculous GoFundMe campaigns that have been out there in recent memory. So American rapper B.O.B. asked for $1 million to prove the earth is flat. He raised $6,919. Okay, first off, he shouldn't have raised a single penny. This is completely stupid. And the problem is, he probably suckered people in to who didn't even really have a lot of money. I'm guessing the billionaires didn't pour money into this campaign. He suckered people in to donate. And he got a cheap $6,000 like that. The next one here, they were trying to raise $99 million to help rescue Matt Damon from Mars. Okay, if you've seen the movie where Matt Damon is on Mars in The Martian, you'd think, okay, that's a movie. It's not real. Well, apparently people were trying to make a quick buck and con people into getting them to donate so they could save Matt Damon. And the campaign raised $5 before it was removed. In my eyes, that's $5 too many. But it keeps going. We've got somebody, they wanted $500 to go gambling in hopes of winning big and moving out. This is what it says here. I live with my dad and want to get out. So my plan is to be able to win a jackpot at the casino, but I need an initial amount to go in with. I've practiced strategies on slots for over a year and I'm confident that with the right amount of money to buy in and with a stroke of luck on my side, I could be successful and could turn my winnings into an ongoing practice. But I need your help. The casino I have in mind and the slot machines that I have picked out could grant me a great payout, but for the best odds, I wouldn't dare go in with any less than 500 and won't be walking out with less than 5,000. This is ridiculous. Thankfully, not a single soul donated to this campaign. But this is what I'm talking about. Sharing pity stories, sob stories of, well, I live with my parents, I want to move out, give me $500 so I can go gamble and blow it away. Get out of here. This is ridiculous. And unfortunately, there will be some suckers who donate to crap like that. And I think the trend of Venmo me for this, Venmo me for that, is playing in. It's fueling the fire. There will be more GoFundMe campaigns instead of helping a cancer patient pay their medical bills because insurance won't cover it, or helping somebody who just lost their house and insurance won't cover it, or whatever the case may be, instead of actually helping people who legitimately need help or actually using money to create change, like ending world hunger, ending homelessness, we're going to pay somebody so they can go to the casino and blow it. Or we'll be like the billionaires and we'll basically have an ego stroking contest of who can get to space first. Like, come on, let's get real. Again, I'm not knocking on space. I really want to make that clear. I think there's a lot of potential with space. I think there's a lot of great things about space. But how we're going about it is not the way it needs to be done. I've got a couple more GoFundMe campaigns real quick. I just want to prove how stupid this trend has become. It's gotten out of hand. This one right here is called Quick Fix for Getting Rich. Help a lazy person become rich. How many times haven't we all just thought to ourselves, what if everyone in my state or country just gave me a dollar? Then I'd be financially secure for the rest of my life. For some people, that idea stops somewhere when you start growing up. But I've always had that somewhere in the back of my mind. I'm a guy in my mid-20s. I live part-time in Sweden and part-time in the U.S., and I've come to the realization that I'm a lazy person. I've always had high ambitions, but I just can't be getting going and putting my ideas to work when it comes to making money. That combined with being an overall generous person, always buying my relatives, friends, and the people I love gifts, dinners, and experiences, has made me come to the conclusion that I probably will never live my dream life. I just want to chill. I want to relax. I want to be able to play games, go travel, make charity work, and live my life to the fullest without having to think of the number in my bank account. This started out as a joke to myself. This can't be possible. But then I thought, people buy stupid crap every single day. There's apps that cost hundreds of dollars and they literally do nothing but give you a wallpaper stating that you spent money on something useless. People donate millions of dollars to Twitch streamers every day. And people buy snacks, drinks, or whatever that they don't really need. What if you just saved in on that $1 and gave it to me? He was trying to raise $100,000. Again, thankfully, nobody donated to this campaign, but people get these ideas. I don't know if it's all because of self-entitlement or because of the trend of basically throwing money at random people for stupid reasons, but you've got people trying to raise money for crap like that. The last one here, $54 million was tried to be raised for Kanye to clear his debt. Back in 2016, rap mogul Kanye West announced he was $54 million in debt, and one fan took it on their own hands to try and get him out. So he said that they were going to raise the money for Kanye and pay off his debt. And the campaign actually raised $57,378. Thankfully, Kanye declined the money, so the donations were sent to charity to where they could actually make a difference. What I'm saying here, you can tell this trend of, you know, money talks, but we're basically talking stupid with it. We're not really telling anything that makes sense. It's like we're telling a bad joke over and over and over again, and it's stuck on repeat, and it won't end. It needs to end. It needs to change. Like I said a little bit ago, I don't know if it's because people feel entitled to everything. Maybe people don't have any financial literacy whatsoever. I guarantee that if you look at financial literacy rates in the United States compared to other countries, ours would be low. It's not something that's taught anymore. There's not really any great role models out there that are explaining things like this. Not that a role model has to be a teacher and teach people everything, but let's see some positivity every once in a while. And the media will continue to play negative trends. They will show you no positive light anywhere you look. So then people feel like they need to share their sob stories to feel like they're getting attention as well. We don't focus on the little guy anymore. We don't focus on, you know, the Cinderella story, the sunshine and rainbows. That's not popular. That's not cool. Instead, we got to share sob stories. We got to try to sucker people out of money. We have to waste our money. We have to buy the coolest next big thing. Even in reality, we could all pitch in together. And I think if everybody spent $30, not even a day, but if everybody spent $30 to one charity, right here, I've got an estimate that if every person in all first world countries paid $33.08 a year, that could also end world hunger. So like I said, you don't have to necessarily be an elitist to make a change. It says here, every person in all first world countries could pay $33.08 to end world hunger. Basically, that's 3 yearly Netflix subscriptions or 1 yearly Amazon Prime fee. Imagine that. It's really crazy to think that even if you realize, man, I'm barely paying my bills, I'm barely getting by, how can I make any change? You can. Because it's unfortunate in a world that we live in that money talks. People always say money can't buy happiness. And while I do agree with that, there are a lot of things that money can buy which could bring you happiness. Money can buy you a house. Money can buy you a car. Money can pay for the internet. So on and so forth. The list goes on and on. But think about just how much a little bit of money, $33 a year. Everybody does that. We make a big difference. So think about that. The next time somebody asks you for a charity donation, somebody asks you while you're at a restaurant, would you round up your change to the nearest dollar to this charity? Would you do this, please, blah, 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 and they tell you what the charity is for, what difference it can make? Don't just say, well, I donate enough. Because people do that all the time. For example, I work at Famous Footwear, and we've partnered with the Ticket to Dream Foundation, which helps foster kids in need, helps them with school supplies, shoes, so on and so forth. And people will come in and they'll be like, what do I get for donating? Nothing. I mean, you get the satisfaction and gratitude of knowing you helped make a difference. Well, I donated at the last place. I rounded up. Okay, it's 15 cents this time. Your life is not going to be ruined by donating 15 cents. Let's all band together and create change because it is possible. We really can. If we all become a little smarter with our money and quit sending it to strangers who put their Venmo tag on their window, and instead we decide we're going to donate that money to a charity or we're going to go give it to somebody who's in a time of need on a GoFundMe page, a legitimate GoFundMe page, where we see a homeless man on the street and we give them the money, whatever it may be. But things have got to change. And I believe not only does it start with the individual, it starts with the role models in society. So in the next episode, we're going to be talking about how do role models affect society? How do the big stars, how do the elites, the celebrities, the famous people, how much do they truly influence and motivate culture and change? Are they the reason we do stupid trends like send people Venmo money for no reason? Find out next week on episode 59 of the Fairest Podcast of Them All.